The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Back on Joe. Jingling didn't take the three. Booker. Hammer! Screen favors. Rod. Ooh. Right to left. Cross over.
Oh! He crossed over Howard and hit the big J.
Booker's trying to find favors. He
triple
does.
Team. Traffic.
Booker!
Hayward tries to get a shot away. He's bumped. Throws it off to Mack for three. Got it. Trey pick and roll inside. Favors. Takes it. Puts it up. And pounds the rim with two hands. Pushed out by Terry. He'll drive baseline. Rolls it inside the face. Picks it up. And bangs down two.
Wow.
Rodney, six to shoot. Down to five. Hood with four. Hood with three. Launches.
Up and in. Big, big shot. Rodney Hood.
Made some tough shots. Rodney Hood made a couple big tough threes, put up the dribble. It's a tough loss for us, but I think we played well. We competed at a high level. And, great opportunity on Thursday in Portland.
Well, that didn't go so well for the Rockets, and it's almost combine time. Are you excited? So much to do, so little time. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday. We do things just a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. What are the odds we'll stay on the air the entire show today, AJ?
I'll go with like 42%.
All right. I was going to go higher. I mean, because.
Why?
Well, because it only happened. I mean, I think the wind had something to do with it.
Okay. Well, wind blows.
It does. Sometimes harder than others.
That's true.
But I'll go 60% chance. So, anyway, when you guys want to get in today, no matter how you do it, just put odds on it. That's how we do it. It's happening, man. Did you watch your Rockets last night?
I did watch them. And like I said, that team is done. They're not even, I don't even know if they're, I guess average is what they are because they're a game under 500. But they're not good. They're not, they don't even deserve to make the playoffs as far as I'm concerned.
They really don't. And there was one play last night in the first half that just kind of defined James Harden for me. And
can't wait to hear which one.
Well,
because I saw like how many turnovers did he have in the first half? Five, yeah, six?
Well, he wound up with five. But
okay.
This particular one, for all the good stuff he does, for all the points he gets, he dribbles up. He tries this behind-the-back pass near half court, which goes directly to a Jazz player. And gets points the other way. And that's kind of him. He gives up so many points with bad turnovers that, and they're not the kind of turnovers that, sometimes there are turnovers that, all right, if it happens deep in a possession, that's not a big deal. If it happens deep in the court, you can get back on defense. But he has so many like that. And I just saw that. And it was almost like, okay, it doesn't matter what happens the rest of the game. They're not winning this because he's going to do plays like that. And they all do that. And right after that, Josh Smith is bouncing balls off of every Jazz player he could find. And you watch it when they play like that and you go, what the hell? I mean, what is this team? And it's pretty frustrating, but I'm kind of with you. I think at this point they might not even make the playoffs. And I wouldn't have said that a couple weeks ago. I thought they would have been able to get it together enough. But yeah.
I'm not saying they won't make it. They might very well make it.
They might. But and they still should because these teams that they're battling it out with aren't that good, but then neither are they. And that's the problem. And you look at what's coming up the next few games And you can't be too encouraged because, yeah, that's a game you needed to win. That's a team you're battling for a playoff
spot. That's a peer.
Exactly.
Like a direct peer. Did they jump them in the standings last night, right?
Yeah. And tomorrow night you go to Portland where those guys have just eaten your souls for the last couple times you played them. The
last couple seasons, really.
Well, but the last two games, especially that one in Houston where they just came in here and totally went Marilyn Manson on juice to them. That was just brutal. But after that, you get San Antonio. So there's a good chance you're going to lose three in a row here. And that doesn't mean you're dead because the rest of the schedule starts getting pretty easy. But that's just a, it was frustrating to watch. They're not a fun basketball team to watch. They're totally, there's just nothing you could say right now to get encouraged that this team is going to turn things around and do anything, even make the playoffs at this point.
And you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
That's the thing about me not liking the players on this team and not having any expectations of them from the beginning. I would feel like, I'd like to see them make it. I just don't care with this team because you know why? They don't care.
No.
If they cared a little more, maybe I would care a little more. But I just don't care because I watch them play and I know that they don't care.
I can't argue with you. I would love to. I'd love to sit here and give you an excuse for, it's not there.
It's getting bad. They could do this and this. And what's funny is there was people who thought after the All-Star break and after the news came out that Howard and Harden wanted each other traded, that they were going to just knuckle down and go after it. And really,
prove the world wrong.
Yeah. They're not capable of that.
Oh, I think they're perfectly capable of it. But it gets back to what you said. They don't care.
Yeah,
they just don't care. They're very capable of playing much better basketball than this. Because this is pretty much the same group that did what it did last year, but they don't care. There's no effort there, especially on defense. But
I mean, has a team gotten into the play? When's the last time a team who gave up 107 points per game made the playoffs?
I'd have to look that up, but I'm sure it's been a while.
It had to have been a while, right? Yeah. And there's some teams who have been bad defensive teams that were just offensive juggernauts that make the playoffs, but 107 points per game bad? That's usually reserved for the cellar dwellers.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what's happening with them right now.
Yeah, the only teams giving up more points per game than the Rockets are the Kings, who are
right behind the Rockets.
Right behind them, yeah, but they're 7 games under 500. And the Phoenix Suns, who are 29 games under 500.
Yeah, Texter says, would love to know the stat for points specifically off of James Harden turnovers. And
1 million.
I'd like to know that stat too. I don't want to make it sound like guards don't turn the ball over in the backcourt because that happens. It's just his are so bad and so obvious. Drives me nuts. And they're such a hard team to watch right now. And I keep looking for that excuse to say, all right, this can be fixed. This can be fixed. But you're right. Effort cannot be fixed. I mean, it can be, but you have to want it to be, and they just don't want to. They're just out there playing the string, man. They've turned this part of the season into garbage time already. John, are you out on these guys yet? I know you're Mr. Rocket.
Nope, I've been out.
Yeah, you wrote a blog.
For a while.
Okay. So you didn't watch last night?
I did not. I was like, I was checking this morning. I go, let me guess. They lost.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah, in overtime.
DJ Hollygrove says, I bet some of the Eastern Conference teams have made the playoffs with those stats.
That's possible.
Yeah, because you've had some teams under 500 the last couple of years get in there. So that is definitely possible. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
Mike says, so you have complete control of the Rockets through next season. What changes do you make to improve them? That's the thing. This is not a one-year fix because I still stand by, as long as this team is built around James Harden, they will never win a title. I firmly, firmly believe that. And I think I was amazed at how far they made it with him last year. Amazed. And what they really are is probably somewhere in between what they were last year and what they're showing right now.
I don't know. I think last year's team overachieved.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And they worked.
This year's team is underachieving.
And I think we always talk about how you deal with success is important as how you deal with failure. and how they've dealt with success has been embarrassing. They all think, okay, well, we can just show up and do this.
And we talked about that coming into the season. I said, you know, this is a team that didn't expect to have all that that success last year, and they're going to have the big heads, and boy, did they.
Yeah, and it has not quite worked out for them. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Man, you're going to have to carry me today. It's been a long day.
Yeah, you got some new wheels, though.
I do have some new wheels, and I don't have them yet. I have to go pick them up after the show.
What the hell? All day long, you didn't even get to ride out in it?
Well, no, because I didn't have any way to get the other car home.
You leave it there and pick it up later.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I needed to do little stuff like add it to my insurance and all those things first. Okay. So I'm going to go get it after the show. But I did get a Camaro. It wasn't quite the one that I was looking for, but it wound up being a little bit better.
It's not black.
It's not black. It is.
I can't believe it.
But it is midnight blue, which is freaking
close.
Cool. Yeah. Midnight blue is a cool color. That's, and yeah, I think now I'm totally, you know, reverting to my teenage years, because the best car I ever had was a midnight blue IROC Z.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I've got a midnight blue Camaro. So I'm totally reverting now. This is, I'm such a cliche. It's not even funny, but it's cool. It's a cool vehicle. I'm looking forward to getting it. I'm just glad to have all this done. It is such, you know, it has been such a pain in the ass from the accident to dealing with, you know, getting that car paid, you know, getting the payoff on that car and then finding another one. And it's been a lot more of a friggin' ordeal than I'd hoped, but it wasn't today at the dealership because those guys were great. And turns out the manager there is a big fan of the show, so had fun. I actually had fun buying the car.
So I went back the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You want to take a guess on how many teams have given up 107 points per game and made the playoffs?
In how many years?
The last 10.
I'll go 4.
How about 1?
Really?
Yep. Let's go with the 2007-2008 Denver Nuggets.
Oh, okay.
And not that I ever compare.
Very similar type team, actually.
Not that I ever compare. Wait,
who
those
was
guys.
Who was the...
I think Carmelo Anthony.
Okay, I was
going
to say, who is
that
you always
team.
Compare James Harden to?
Yeah.
TZ asks, what are the odds that now, that since you guys are number one in Houston, you and AJ will go Hollywood on us and leave us blitzers for a better market? I've got no interest in going anywhere. I've had chances to do that. I don't want to. I like it here.
I'm hanging around.
You
for
own
a
house here. Your kids are here.
Yep.
I'm about to buy a house here. I don't have not a house. I'm going to buy a place. No interest, man. We love being here. Love you guys listening.
For at least 2 more years.
Chase, what are the odds? Yeah, well, at least 2 more years. Yeah. Chase, what are the odds you get a speeding ticket before the end of February? 92%.
The good thing for you is you drive downtown.
Right.
And you drive on 59, which is damn near impossible to speed
you
on.
You can't speed there.
So yeah, I think you're going to be okay on speeding tickets.
I should, although there are times like where I go to the track or where I decide to go to the casinos, and I drive pretty fast.
Yeah.
And that kind of car will get pulled over, so I may have to adjust my driving habits.
All right, guys, if you're struggling through another crappy day at your job, maybe it's a job that's making you work stupid hours, or you've been outside all day, and the I guess today's pretty nice, but maybe it keeps you out in the summer or out in the winter when it's cold, or maybe they're just not giving you enough dough. Ask yourself this: how many people do you know who are working in the computer industry? And you probably do. And how many of those guys are broke, aren't paying their bills? Not if they're in IT, because there are a ton of computer jobs out there, and IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. The place to go to get those skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that'll work with you to get you hired. And Houston specifically is one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. Companies all over the city hiring IT guys, but to get those jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. And I know what you're thinking, I don't have time to go back to school. It's going to cost too much money. Well, not with My Computer Career. Listen, this is you'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. It's a quick and easy road to making more money. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and finally making that dough. MyComputerCareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It is the What Are the Odds Wednesday. If you want to get in, now's your time. There's your number. Just have some odds ready to go. Disco Biscuit asked me, midlife crisis kicking in? LOL. Dude, I midlife was 20 years ago for me, okay? I'm 51 years old. I'm not gonna make it that long. So this is a late life crisis. It's not really a crisis. It's just I just want something cool.
Ryan says, I sure hope the Astros don't have the same mindset that the Rockets have adopted. And I don't think they will. The Rockets have superstars, divas. The Astros got where they got last year because they were grinders. They're not
scrappy.
The most...
they're scrappy.
That's not the most talented team. You know, they're really not. And, I mean, obviously there's guys... Correa is an exception to that rule. I'd say Altuve is even an exception to that rule, even though he's not the most physically blessed. But for the most part, that was a team that was really gritty and kind of overachieved based not on... I mean, they achieved what they did based on effort. They don't have the talent to do what they did. So for me, they overachieved. The Rockets last year, they gave a lot of effort and they were where you would think a team like that should be. You know, a team that's got James Harden and Dwight Howard.
Right.
You know, on paper, you'd say, oh, well, if those guys bust their asses, they can make the Western Conference Finals. When you've got those guys and they don't bust their asses,
this is what you get.
I think the Astros are a different
bunch. And I also think a lot of these Astros are on the upward curve of their careers.
Yeah.
And plus, I just think they've got some good, like Carlos Correa just seems like a really good dude. He doesn't seem like that's going to get to him. Yeah, and it might in 3 years when he's, you know, if he turns into full-on superstar, you never know how a kid's going to react to that. But when you look at him, he's on, I think, his career upward trajectory. I think Altuve is about what he's going to be at this point. George Springer should be upward trajectory. And then you look at the pitching staff. I think Lance McCullers has a huge upside. That's a guy who should be getting better. And even Giles, I mean, I don't know that we've seen the best of him yet. So from that perspective, I look at them. And from the Rockets, so you look at it and you say, okay, Josh Smith gave them a lot last year. Josh Smith is not on the way up.
No. But he wasn't on the way up last year.
But he was at probably the last level he was going to be productive. Howard is not Dwight Howard of 5 years ago. There's really nobody on that roster that you could look at and say, okay, this guy should get better. I mean, Patrick Beverley, when he played.
Monty Unis,
same player.
On the
Monty
court.
Unis, if you know, I thought Terrence Jones, maybe.
And I think Capella will eventually get to be a little bit better.
He will. And Harden was the only one. You're like, okay.
But those are role players.
Yeah. And I think that's the key difference. And we'll get to baseball later on, but I kind of feel pretty good about the Astros this year. I really do. Let's try some more of the odds calls. Let's get Matt to lead it off today. What is up, Matt? Happy Wednesday, sir.
Sports.
Sports to you.
I'm going to go ahead and say some stuff and then give you the word of the odds.
All right.
So, first of all, Conor McGregor jumping up that big, I think that's a huge mistake. I think that's a lot for even him to pull off. But so what are the odds that, one, Dana White was full of it when he was talking about him challenging for Robbie Lawler? And then, two, what are the odds that even though Nate Diaz isn't top three in his weight class, but just the weight jump alone, what are the odds that that's just too much for him?
I think Nate Diaz, stylistically, not just the size. I mean, because Nate Diaz isn't a huge 170. He's a natural 55er, too. I think that just stylistically, Nate Diaz offers some problems for McGregor. And if you watch that press conference today, which, by the way, was just gold.
Yeah, can we get that and bleep out the...
It would take Jong all day to do that. I mean, there was...
Well, we don't need the whole thing, but some of it.
There were no... it wasn't... I mean, the press conference was basically who could say the F word more.
which you knew that's what it was going to be. That's one thing I love about both these guys. They're not afraid to just talk bleep.
Yeah, they're not. And they're not going to get in each other's heads. And that's where McGregor has won a lot of these fights, is he gets inside guys' heads. And Nate Diaz, I don't think you can get in his head, because I don't think he cares.
Yeah, I don't know what's in there to get into anyway. I mean, but they're two guys who literally don't give a bleep. 713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776. What are the odds Arian Foster is playing for New England next year after he gets cut? It wouldn't surprise me, but he's not going to be getting paid a lot of money because they're not going to throw a bunch of money at him. If he wants to get paid, he's going to have to go somewhere else. But I could see them picking him up on a cheap deal. Let's try Gilbert. Gilbert.
What's going on?
Sports.
Yes, sir.
What you got?
What are the odds the Texans pick up Andre Johnson after the preseason games if he's available?
We've talked about this before. I think Andre Johnson's done as a player. I mean, I'm sure he'll end up signing here, and like I said, they'll have a one-day contract, and he'll get his jersey retired, and rightfully so. But as far as being an actual asset on the field, those days are done. Andre Johnson's not – he's not a player in this league anymore.
No, and he really wasn't – you could see it at the end of – not last year, but the year before.
Yeah.
And when the Colts signed him, I just thought, I mean, nice for him. He gets to play with a real quarterback. Maybe that'll help his numbers a little.
I mean, thank goodness that the Texans let that guy walk.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's try Chris. What's up, Chris?
Sports.
What are the odds the Astros going on to win more than 85 games this season?
That's an interesting number. Because I
said I don't think they'll win as many as they did last year, so I'll go 40%, maybe 35%. They won 86 last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go 35%.
I'll give it a little more than that. I'll go 40. I kind of have them in that and we always talk about ranges, and I know people want us to predict exact numbers, which it's hard enough to do for football. I'm not going to sit here and tell you exactly how many wins I think a baseball team is going to have over 162. But I look at their range. I think the low end for them this year is just under 500. I'd say 78, 79 wins to me is the floor for them. And that's if you get a bunch of injuries to Correa, Altuve, Keuchel. I could see that. But I think the high end's about 87. So you kind of split the difference, and it's just a hair under that. And that's usually where these things come out. So I think 83, 84 wins be a damn good season. And it might get you a playoff spot. Although what I think they have to worry about is not whether or not the Astros can play better. Because I think they will. I think they will be better than last year. But I think the Rangers are going to be good again. The A's were abysmal last year. That team always finds a way every other year or so. Much like the Giants, except the Giants go on and win World Series. The A's always seem to have a good year every couple of years. Just the way that team's built. They always put a team together that plays well. And I don't think Seattle's nearly as bad as it looks either. So that's three teams in your division that, while I could see the Astros being better, I could see all three of those teams being better as well. And that will translate into some losses that maybe you wouldn't expect. Is that unfair? I mean, one of those teams could completely suck.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't shock me. But I think they'll all be a little bit better. Let's try Ty. What's up, Ty?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Apologies if you talked about this, but I just want to know what you think the odds are that Harden is going to stop sucking as bad now that him and the Kardashian broke up. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
I don't think that being in a... Well, I said before, I don't think being in a monogamous relationship is necessarily the worst thing in the world for a pro athlete. But according to Khloe Kardashian, James Harden wasn't involved in a monogamous relationship. So if anything, their breakups are making things even uglier than they were before. So
what athlete ever is, man, especially if you're single. I mean, they almost never. Anyway. Swan Like Libra says, I'm 48. I refuse to be confined. Don't fight it. Enjoy it. Beltway and I are BFFs. Shows 108 miles per hour in a really nice yellow Camaro.
There you go.
That's my kind of person there. So anyway, let's squeeze on one more phone call real quick. Trent, you're on the Blitz. Go,
hey,
buddy.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
So I was wondering, what are the odds that Jimmy Graham stays with the Seahawks next year? I'm gonna hang up
the list. Listen, this is one of those things where I'm sure if they had the chance, the Seahawks would get out of that thing as soon as possible. I do think that, you know, the way the without Marshawn Lynch, maybe they can find a way to make him more useful. I don't know. I think it's a coin flip.
Well, if they're going to be more of a passing team, although they were better without him, because
they were better without him.
But that was because they were primarily a running team, and he's terrible. He blocked terribly.
But when they were great in the second half, they weren't primarily a running team.
No,
they were without. I mean, they ran a lot.
They didn't have him then anyway, though.
Yeah, they still ran a lot, but they. I mean, there was Russell Wilson changed up the way he played.
Yeah, and I wonder if that was just a bad fit. And every now, what I worry about is guys who are creations of quarterbacks. And I think maybe a lot of what he was Drew Brees created him, and they were a great fit for what they did. So, well, I think that'll be an interesting one. I think that he may be a guy that has to be in the right system, and I don't know that Seattle's it for him. All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Vistaprint. And how about this? 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter my promo code FRED at checkout. Cool thing about Vistaprint, if you've got a small business, if you're just getting started with your own business and you need cards, they're great. They'll get you business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. If you've got, if you're a parent in charge of a soccer group and you need some of those things, guess what? They can do it for you. If you've got a tailgating club and you want any of that stuff, they can do it for you. If you're having a party, you can get flyers and banners all done extremely quick. They all look great, and it's easy to use. And Vistaprint's extremely user-friendly. I've used it for a lot of stuff, a lot of my other businesses, and I can't tell you how easy it is to get on that site. You can put your own design on there, your own logo, boom, done, and you're going to get it in a hurry, and you're going to be happy with it. They guarantee you're going to love the products every time, or they make it right. If you get something and you don't like it, guess what? They'll fix it for you. I love Vistaprint. I want you to try them. So here you go. Special offer just for Blitzers. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Use the code FRED at checkout. That is up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. The quality's great. They're easy to customize. And you can't beat the price. 500 business cards for $9.99. All you have to do, go to Vistaprint.com, design your custom business cards, enter my code FRED. That's code F-R-E-D. This is an exciting offer for a great product. So don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify if someone's head off.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And you know, with all those giveaways that we did yesterday, Joan, we still have seats to give away for the poker tournament tomorrow night. Do we have 10?
Yes.
All right, so I'll start giving those away next hour. That's a tease. Astro Economist, what are the odds the Rockets move on from Harden in the next 3 years?
I could see that happening.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good time frame there. Is if you continue to go backward and you don't see any kind of improvement from the guy, especially on defense or in the team, I could see that. I just hope they don't go full sixer.
And, like, try to lose for 3 years.
Yeah, because, well, that would suck because Astros fan had to deal with that for, what, 7 years? 6 years? Of, okay, we're going to completely suck, and then it's going to pay off. Well, it did, but I don't think anybody wants to see that. There's nothing worse than a team that has no chance.
I don't think they can, well, I shouldn't say that. They could get there. I don't think they're close to that.
And no, but if you move on from him, you could certainly...
I don't think the ownership here would let it get close to
I don't
that.
Think Les would do that.
But I mean, the ownership there was actually maybe still...
Les wants to win no matter what, and yeah. I can't see him totally tanking, but if he decides at some point, all right, we need to move on from this and start from scratch, I would hate to see that. Let's try Mike. What's up, Mike? Hello, Mike.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I just read a magazine article that said that John Bones Jones, after three more fights in the light heavyweight, will move to heavyweight, and he believes he'll be very successful. What do you think his odds are at that level?
I mean, John Jones has always looked like a guy who could go up to heavyweight, and I think that, you know, I think that's a good possibility. I think he could be very successful at that weight.
All right.
I'd put him 80%. I don't know if he'll beat guys like Cain Velasquez and stuff like that, but I think he can beat a lot of guys.
What are the odds LSU makes the tournament? Boy, after that Arkansas loss, I thought they'd kind of fallen past bubble team to team that really needs to make a run. I don't know about you, but I think I'd give them about a 10% chance right now.
LSU?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're in. You know who got a big win last night, and I mean, not a big win necessarily, but a big win for their tournament resume, is Texas Tech, who I've been saying is kind of bubble, and they almost lost to TCU last night. And if they would have lost to TCU, they're back into that really, really questionable area. But they get the win, and I still think they need another win against one of these better teams, but down the stretch. But they're very close.
That would have been a devastating loss. And kind of like LSU getting blown out by Arkansas, I think, is sort of the final straw for them. I don't see much chance of them getting in. About Nick. What's going on, Nick? Hey, Nick.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, talking about the Astros, what are the chances or odds that in the next 5 years they break the top 10 in MLB team salaries?
That's a hard one, because I don't know what Jim Crane's really going to do. They're going to have to eventually pay, you know, Keuchel's going to eventually get a big deal. Correa's eventually going to get a big deal. This market should be in the top 10. If you have a team here, you should be even if you're at the bottom end of it. I need to see that he's willing to spend some money. I haven't really seen that yet. So I'm going to go right now, 25%. All right, 713-780-ESPN.
Seems like a lot. They just haven't been in that.
No, he's always said that if they get to that point, he'll spend money.
But, I mean, top 10?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know until I see him say, all right, we're going to go throw some money at this guy because he's worth it, or spend a bunch to keep the guys they have. Let's try Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's going on?
Sports.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to, real quick, man, I saw the odds came out on baseball for the World Series. And what do you guys think the value is in the Nationals at 14-1 and also the Astros at 10-1?
You know, the Nationals, I guess, make some sense, although they lost one of their pitchers. For me, if you want me to bet on teams like the Astros or the Cubs, you better give me way better odds than what you're giving me.
The Cubs are way too low. The Astros, to me, are way too low.
I mean, these are teams that have to overcome. Not only would they have to be like as good as they were last year, if not better, they have to overcome a losing culture. And that, to me, those are the teams I want some extra value if I'm betting on those teams.
Well, and especially when you take a team like the Cubs, anybody who tells you, oh, well, these players weren't around in 1909 when this streak started. Yeah, but you know what? Stuff like that gets in your head because you're going to hear about it every day. And if you think it doesn't, you're crazy. And you get out there, one run lead, bases loaded, you're thinking, uh-oh, here we go again. Curse of the goat. Bartman's going to jump out of the stands. All kinds of things could happen. And with the Astros, I think, you know, you've got to overcome that a little bit too. And you know, that's why, from a betting perspective, I wouldn't touch either one of those teams. I would look to teams that I think will turn it around. And like, I would look at the Giants at a price. I mean, that's a team that every other year is winning the World Series pretty much. They've been there before. They've got guys. Or I would look at the Cardinals, teams like that, where I see some value in where they are versus where they usually are in the odds. I don't want to take too low a price on a team. And this is not to say that I don't think the Astros can win it. I just think the price is too low on both them and the Cubs.
Yeah.
I need, I need a, I think they should both be twice what they are. And that's not ridiculous to say because, well, you're just asking a team to do something it's never done before. And maybe this goes back to, my horse racing thing. Never take too short of a price on a horse who's never, who's doing something he's never done before. And that's kind of how I feel when it comes to stuff like this. It's okay. Those teams haven't done it before. That's too short of a price. They shouldn't be first and second favorite, basically. And that doesn't mean they won't win it. Doesn't mean those teams aren't talented. Just means from that perspective, I wouldn't touch it. All right, here's something. Here's something you should touch. Almost. It almost worked. Not really. That vehicle is sitting out in your yard. Actually, you don't even have to touch it. You don't. You don't have to do anything except pick up the phone. So touch the phone. That's what we want you to touch. And call my friends at Houston Can Academies. Because here's the deal. If you've got a vehicle you're not using anymore, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It really doesn't matter what kind of vehicle. Donate it to Houston Can Academies. If you were, maybe you're going to fix it up. Maybe it's been sitting out there. The battery's been dead. Now it's getting all rusty. All right. You know what? Just get rid of it. What you do if you donate it, you're going to get, it's going to be tax deductible. They're going to come tow it free of charge no matter where you are. If you're in Galveston, the Woodlands, anywhere where you can hear my voice, they're going to come and tow it. They'll take care of everything. They'll fill out the paperwork. You get that tax donation. And if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card as well. It's so easy. And I've had a lot of Blitzers tell me that they've done this and about how easy it is for them to just come and get these vehicles. Well, what they do with those, they help finance the Houston Can Academies, which is a great, great school that takes at-risk kids, gives them a second chance. Kids who've dropped out of other schools, kids who've had problems elsewhere. They go to Houston Can Academies. They work with them. They work around their schedules. If they have jobs, they work around that. And they're graduating great, great kids. So you can make a huge difference just by getting rid of something you don't need anymore. Please give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Remember, right off the car, not the kid. But yo, you got a slot on a vacation. Inside information keeps logs,
ziggins are racing in their rocks. ESPN 97.5. I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Do I really have to read this? ESPN has the nuts, and we're letting you to play to win it. Wouldn't it be letting you to play to win them? Or ESPN has nuts and we're anyway. ESPN.
Here's something you should touch.
ESPN 97.5 has the nuts and we're letting you play to win it. I really should have read this whole thing before I did.
Here's something you should touch.
John, did you edit this?
No, that's how it's written.
Okay.
In the book.
Well, no, because I if you had edited it, I would feel better about just diving into this read. But since you didn't.
Diving into the nuts?
I'm going to dive into the nuts anyway and we'll see what happens. I have no idea what this says. Here we go. ESPN 97.5 has the nuts, and we're letting you play to win it. Play in a qualifying round of the Blitz Spring Poker Classic. Be one of the top 25 players, and you'll be invited to play for the grand prize, which includes a 55-inch LED HD TV, a sports ticker from FantasySportsTickers.com, a custom-made poker table from Lisa Husband Hearn Group. That's new. That's cool. A 2-liter whiskey aging barrel from Deep South Barrels, a box of cigars courtesy of Sirius Cigars, and $1,000 to Zadig's Jewelers. Listen to The Blitz to win a secured seat or come out to Dave & Buster's Thursday and just sign in while seats are still available. Thursday is your last day. So come on out. I will be there tomorrow night. It'll be fun. And, man, we added a poker table to that. So that's got to put us over $3,000 worth of prizes. That's one thing when I get my new place, I'm getting a big poker table instead of that little six-person one I have. That's awesome. All right, so I want to go over something that Deacon said on the text real quick. It says, psychology is the most underrated thing in sports and competition. When you say stuff gets in people's heads, there are so many times opponents are so equal, it's the mental bully that gets it. The strong dominate the weak. The cerebral dominate the strong. Poker is a prime example of victory in any given hand being purely psychological. Most people don't comprehend the concept of competition going beyond the level of physical. I think it's more so in poker than a lot of sports. hence the term going on tilt. Everybody who's ever played's done it. What is that? That's purely mental, right?
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's obviously not physical.
No. Well, and poker as a game is much more mental than I think the other ones are, but you could certainly apply a lot of stuff to what happens there to other sports. But yes, you could definitely get in somebody's head. And you talked about that with Conor McGregor. He's been able to do that to a lot of guys. Yep. And it puts them on tilt, for lack of a better word. And I think you see that with franchises all the time. And I think of the Browns teams, the Marty Schottenheimer Browns teams that never got to the Super Bowl, that were really good teams, were probably better than those Broncos teams, and yet something would always happen. And sometimes it's as simple as, hey, it got in their heads. How about, let's try Joey. What's up, Joey? Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Blitz.
Hey, sports fellas, how y'all doing?
We're doing sports, too.
Good. Hey, first off, congratulations on the news yesterday. Well-deserved. Y'all are the best show I've ever listened to. Really appreciate it, getting me through my commute. You have the good work.
Thank you.
My question, figured we'd go, you know, kind of a little off-topic today, but it seems like a lot of times in high school now, you look at some of the recruits coming out, going to college, and they're picking colleges purely for football reasons and which one's going to get them to the NFL most effectively. And so my thought was, you know, what are the odds in the next 10 to 20 years we see either a minor league system or a change in rules that kind of enables some of these players to get paid to play a little earlier than they are now?
It's a really good question. I don't think you're going to see much change, to be honest. I think it would be great if you had a minor league system. I don't think the NFL is going to foot the bill for that. And they don't need to, because that's what they have college football for. So I don't really see it changing. I would say less than 5% chance.
I would say so, too.
So
it's a lot of money to run a minor league system. They tried it with NFL Europe.
Yeah.
It's just an expensive thing.
So I'd like to see a better setup than what they have now. Because colleges don't truly train guys for the NFL. It's not their job. Their job is to win college games, especially if you're going to teams like the kids you're talking about. You know, if you're going to Alabama, Nick Saban's not there to get you ready for the NFL.
Right.
He's there to win national championships. And if he gets you ready for the NFL, great. He probably does it more than a lot of coaches. But if you look at Urban Meyer, do you think he's trying to develop his quarterbacks for the NFL, or is he trying to win games at Ohio State and win national championships? He's trying to do his job, which is win games. So somebody says, you call poker a game, not a sport. In your mind, what is the difference between a game and a sport? There's a lot of stuff that I don't consider sports. I consider them competitions. But I don't want to open up that can of worms, because bowler guy and golfer guy and everybody else will come out of the woodwork and say, wait a minute. There's a skill to everything. But you know what I consider sports is something that has very measurable results with physical attributes in it. So I don't consider gymnastics a sport. I consider it a competition, because it's subjective judging. I mean, you've got a bunch of people sitting there judging. You don't actually have...
Is MMA or boxing a sport then?
I think the difference there is you have a pretty set standard, which I'm sure you do in gymnastics, but you can also knock somebody out.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's a fine line. My definition
is... NASCAR a sport?
It's athletic, but you can have a winner and a loser. Yeah, I think I would go with sport on that.
See, I don't think it's a sport.
It's not as athletic as gymnastics is.
Horse racing a sport?
Yeah, I think it is. Same thing. You have a winner and a loser, and you can bet on it.
Yeah. I feel like...
And it actually takes athletic endeavor, and not just a horse, man. Those little dudes that ride their backs have to have great hand-eye coordination. But, I mean, it's not offensive to say, listen, I love poker. I mean, I'm...
No, poker's not a sport.
But it's not a sport. It's a game. It's a competition. And because there's nothing athletic about that. Some of the people you've seen at the poker table. Patrick says, Cardinals at 18-1 feels like a great value when we're talking about the baseball. Yeah, that's what I mean. To me, I want that kind of number on that kind of team. Travis, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, gentlemen.
Sports.
How y'all doing today?
Doing all right.
All right. Hey, all right. What are the odds the Texans decide not to draft a quarterback at the first round, get like said Ezekiel Elliott or Coleman from Baylor, and then try to trade up in the second round to get Prescott? Because I like that guy. Tell me what you think about it, please.
I've never been high on Dak Prescott as an NFL quarterback. I mean, physically, he's got some nice things. I don't know. He's just not for me. But then again, there's not a quarterback in this draft that I feel is like a sure thing.
I mean, if that's your guy, if that's the one guy you're going for, I wouldn't feel great about that. If you were signing Bob Griffin or Sam Bradford and drafting Dak Prescott in hopes that you get something out of one of those guys, I'd be okay with it. I hope that you guys aren't buying too much into these mock drafts that have them taking Ezekiel Elliott, because I don't think that the way this organization thinks, I don't know that that's necessarily the way they would go.
I hope it's not. I'm
with you.
I'm a big believer in not drafting running backs in the first round. I think that's a foolish mistake.
And a lot of people, well, why not Derrick Henry? I think Derrick Henry has a chance to be a really big bust in the pros. I really do.
I'd be fine taking either one of those guys in the second round. I'm not.
Second round, yes. First round, no. But if you do your job right, you probably won't have a second round pick because you've traded up to finally get a.
I could see that. But it's about once every 4 or 5 years that a running back comes along and I'm like, that guy's worth a first round pick. It's very rare. Todd Gurley was one.
Leonard Fournette will be one.
Leonard Fournette will probably be one.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not saying unless he gets blows out.
Right, barring some injury.
I mean, Lattimore would have been if he hadn't got hurt.
He would have been.
So unless that happens.
Those are rare guys, man.
Once every 2-3 years, really, at the most. And there was a pretty big
gap. I didn't even think Marshawn Lynch, when he came into the league, I didn't think he should have been a first-round pick. He ended up, you know, probably panning out enough that you say, oh, that guy was worth it.
Later in his career, though.
Yeah, when he was in Buffalo, do you think he was worth a first-round pick?
No.
I don't. So one of those guys that deserved to be was Willis McGahee. Injury, he still ended up going in the first round, and still made a decent career out of things, but was never what he could have been. I just think it's very rare, and I don't think Ezekiel Elliott or Derrick Henry or anybody in this draft is a rare running back.
I would tend to agree.
All right, guys, no one wants to replace your carp. That's expensive. It's a time-consuming thing. You've got to search for the right carpet. You got to rip up the old stuff. You got to install the new carpet. Huge inconvenience. Now you can keep your carpet looking newer longer. No matter how long you've had it, Dirt Free extends the life of your carpet so you can go longer without replacing it. I've used Dirt Free for a long time. I used them in Austin. They saved my floors when I thought the renters had basically ruined it. They saved the day. I've used them here in Houston. They do fantastic work because they've got the best technology in the game. They're not using chemicals or things like that, soaps that are going to damage your carpet fibers long term. They've got non-toxic, patented pre-spray along with super water and truck-powered equipment, and that's what sets them apart. Once the stains are gone, they're not coming back. They clean carpet, tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, you name it, they clean it. Sunday service, now available. Start the new year with a brand new look and feel of clean carpets, guys. Dirt Free's got a great deal going right now. Three rooms for $99.95 with free speed dry to the first 25 callers that mention my name. Call 281-347-8373, 281-347-8373, or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Cleaning.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.